Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you on this Friday, January the 10th, 2025. And we've got our good friend, Mr. J.J. Carroll, a former Border Patrol agent. And I wanted to get him on to get his point of view, get his response to the number of sanctuary cities and states that are popping up that are claiming to protect migrants from the enforcement of illegal immigration laws that incoming President Donald J. Trump has said that is going to happen. JJ, thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Always a pleasure to come speak to you about this topic, because it is a big, important topic, because what Donald Trump is going to do with his mass deportation is going to happen with or without these people's help. And, you know, one thing that you and I talk about offline quite a bit is the left's narrative on they're going to protect migrants. No, there's a distinction between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. We love legal immigrants. They came here legally. They're part of the fabric of our society, and they're some of the best patriots. You and I are discussing illegal immigrants. And the fact these cities want to protect criminals is unbelievable.
You know, it is similar to the prohibition laws. I cannot imagine a city claiming that they were going to protect somebody that was conducting the manufacturing of alcohol or whatever back in the 20s. I mean, there was just none of that. And I can't imagine a city that would protect some a group of people from paying their federal taxes. I don't understand this whole idea that, you know, that you can't, that they will not work with or support immigration enforcement.
Well, you look at this is the great thing that you're asking. You're asking the why, and no one wants to ask that, or they are afraid of the answer. And when you really dive into why would you protect a whole group of people that are illegally here in the country? You would protect rapists, murderers, child predators. You'll protect them all. Why? Well, it's bigger than us. It's because these blue cities know if they can protect this huge millions upon millions of illegal aliens, that they'll be counted in the census. And when they're counted in the census, that will change the congressional districts, and it will flip the Senate and especially the House to six. The House specifically will add another 60 seats to the Democrats, and then it's game over. Then they win. We never have any kind of checks or balances in our federal government. And that's the biggest thing. And I write about this in my book, Invaded. And I'm finishing up my second book called Treason. And it's all about demographic upheaval. That's it. They don't care if young women and children are raped or brutalized by illegal aliens. And this is happening by the thousands every year. They don't care. They don't care that their cities are being destroyed. They just want to change the demographic structure of America. Therefore, they have eternal power.
Now, in some cases, like here in San Antonio, they don't call themselves sanctuary communities, but at the same time, they fund, the city funds, for example, a program to provide financial assistance to an illegal alien who is being deported, to provide them legal representation. I mean, have you seen this in your days as an agent, as an immigration border patrol agent?
Oh, yes. This is what would drive me absolutely insane. As I lived in San Diego, I worked in San Diego. That used to be a full-on red city and a red state. Now it's maximum Democrat. And then what they would do, this was insane, is they would use, and now we're seeing it all across the nation, American taxpayer money to actually fund the lawyers for illegal aliens. Could you imagine if you and I were in, say, Ecuador, and we illegally broke into the nation, and we were ordered deported because we were raping and pillaging the nation, and Ecuadorian government gave us prepaid lawyers to fight our government. Our own government is funding illegal aliens that have done massive damage to us, to keep them back, keep them in our country. It is irrational. It's insane, but not, it's not irrational. It's not insane. If you take off your glasses that America is a great nation and we're about mom and apple pie and fireworks. No, no, no. Put on the glasses of I hate America. America is a colonial nation that has made all their wealth on oppression. And we need to fundamentally transform America. When you put those glasses on, every single thing that's happened in America makes complete sense.
Now, this situation with enforcing the laws now, what resistance, other than what we are seeing right now, do you see any more resistance? I mean, could there be, we have seen violent demonstrations by the pro-Palestinian groups, and a lot of these people are students that are here on visas. Why can't, you know, we deport people like this?
Well, I think that's a great question. It's a question that everyone keeps saying, we need to have new laws. We need no, we don't. We have an Immigration Nationality Act, an INA. And do you know in the INA, if anyone that is here on a visa, any kind of visa, tourist visa, and non-immigrant, meaning they're not a LAPR, or even if they are a permanent resident alien, anybody that's here on our permission, if they incite anything against the federal government or any state government, they are immediately deportable. All of these protesters, almost all of them, are here on tourist visas. You're absolutely right. Colombia, where they had the protest started, over 50% of the Colombian students are here on foreign national visas. All of those people should be deported immediately. Immediately, everything should be revoked and gone. We don't need any more laws, George. All we have to do is enforce what's on the books. Let me give you another law that's on the books. If you take any support, meaning welfare, WIC, housing, anything, or I can show that you are destitute and will get on some type of benefit, you know that as a Border Patrol immigration officer that you are deportable on the spot. On the spot, I can arrest you and set you up for deportation immediately. We don't do anything. We've ignored all of the immigration laws, and to our detriment. And so when you hear Republicans or Democrats, because there is a uniparty, well, we need comprehensive immigration. We need that. No, we don't. We just need to enforce the laws in the book, and everything will be fine. Everything will be okay.
Last question for you. Because sadly, we have seen that there are some sheriffs, elected law enforcement officials, who have said that they don't, excuse me, that they will not cooperate with ICE and immigration enforcement. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the very first thing, and this is what Tom Holman has said, and so has Stephen Miller, who is the right-hand man on immigration for Donald Trump. If you do not participate, meaning you don't open your jails and you obstruct, then we are going to withhold all of our federal funds to you. And people don't understand, state and local sheriffs and police departments rely heavily on federal funds to fund law enforcement activities in your state and local counties. We will just stop paying you. You get no money. Good luck being able to even fund any kind of, and you can't participate in any federal task force, meaning you can't go into our HIDA, you can't go into our narcotics, you can't get into any task force. You're excluded. Good luck.
Very, very good. JJ, any closing thoughts before we let you go, buddy?
Buckle up, America. This is going to be a rough ride in 2025 and beyond, because you have enemies within the nation of America that hate America and want to destroy Donald Trump and everything that we want to be done. So it's going to be a long, hard ride, but it's going to be interesting, too.
Yeah. Tell the folks where they can get your book.
You can go to Amazon and just type in Invaded and JJ Carroll and it pops up, or see me on X at JJ Carroll 14. I always appreciate talking to you. Thank you.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.